Hello, this is Steve Henningsen of the Wealth Conservancy. It is Friday, January 10th, and this is my first market musing of the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Before I start on thoughts of this year, last year kind of fizzled out in the end. The Santa rally that everyone was looking forward to didn't really occur, but it didn't really matter. The markets all did well last year, maybe outside the bond markets, which are still going up in yields. They have been since Trump won the nomination. And he won it rather handily, which it was a good thing because many, including myself, were worried about ramifications if it was a close race. But as we all know by now, it was not. So Trump and whoever he puts in with them will be beginning in a couple of weeks to run the country. As far as the markets themselves, like I said, it ended up being a good year, which in the end, the economy was going strong, and the Biden administration was doing everything they could to make sure that carried into the new year by issuing short-term debt and hiring. A lot of the employment was on the government side, and lots of stimulus going on. So the large deficit we've been undergoing for a while carried right to the end of the year and will carry into this year. Trump takes over in a couple of weeks, and he's going to face trouble right out of the gate, I think. I think he was left with an economy that's not quite as strong as people think it is, at least certain aspects of it. I don't think it's growing quite as large. But the employment report came out this morning, and it was stronger than most people thought, and the unemployment rate actually dropped a little bit. So it's still appears to be doing good. That's a employment report from a month ago. We'll see how the next one is. But that caused the markets some jitters, and the stock market sold off this morning. And a lot of that has to do with people were expecting interest rate cuts. The Fed is coming out with their decision next week, the first meeting of the month, and a lot of people were expecting them to lower rates again. And after the unemployment report today, I don't think they'll be cutting rates. And I don't think the market liked that. They want their cheaper money. So the one thing that I've been talking about for over a year now is starting to occur. I've been talking about watching the bond market and the dollar. And the dollar has been going straight up. It's just becoming stronger and stronger, which is causing problems in the financial system. Same with yields. The bond market, the U.S. bond market, the yields have been going up ever since Trump won office. And you know, if that has to do with being concerned about Trump coming in and putting tariffs in or what, who knows. I think that some of it has to do with people a little nervous about inflation coming back. But it's not just U.S. interest rates. Overseas yields have been going up, especially in the U.K. They had their Liz Truss moment a year and a half ago where interest rates shot up and forced their government to impose quantitative easing again, and they're getting close to that level as well. But it's the U.S. market that I care about because the rest of the world cares about it, being that a lot of other nations have a lot of their assets parked in the U.S., whether it's, you know, Europe, Japan, China, whatever. They've purchased a lot of not just U.S. treasuries, but stocks in the last year. I think there was a net of $1 trillion came in the U.S. last year from overseas. And right now, there's about $58 trillion parked in U.S. assets by foreigners. And my concern is if the dollar keeps getting stronger and affects the commodities world, oil spiked up this morning. Some of that has to do with the sanctions on Russia and so forth. But if you got countries like Japan that need dollars to buy oil, then they're going to sell their U.S. Treasury bonds or even maybe their U.S. stocks at some point in order to get dollars to buy oil. So the stronger dollar, if it keeps going up, will cause a sell-off in assets as countries repatriate some of these assets. And we'll just have to wait and see. And if yields keep going up in the U.S., that just, you know, causes more people to maybe buy you a U.S. Treasury bond at, you know, 5% instead of dealing with the risk of the stock market. And so I continue to watch the yields and the dollar. And if it if they continue to go up and cause problems into Trump's inauguration, don't be surprised if you see Trump start out of the gate, tweeting about a weaker dollar and how to get the dollar down, because I think he really does want a weaker dollar over time, because that's the only way we're going to get manufacturing back in the country. It'll start affecting earnings. So a company like Microsoft, for example, I think 50% of their earnings are from outside the country. So a stronger dollar means weaker sales overseas. So this will affect things, and I think it's starting to. Didn't really until the end of last year when the markets were selling down a little bit, but I think it's causing a problem right now. Anyway, we'll see what the FOMC, the Fed, does next week. The markets are guessing they're not going to lower rates, and we'll kind of go from there. Trump, putting in place Scott Bessent for the new Treasury, in charge of the Treasury, that's going to make a difference. He's a smart individual. I just finished my commentary and wrote a little bit about him, but his first job is to try to get these treasuries out the door, because he's got 25% of the U.S. Debt, I think, it rolls over in the next year. So I think he wants longer-term coupons, meaning not treasury bills, but maybe treasury bonds that are 5, 10, 30 years out, as opposed to what Janet Yellen has been doing is treasury bills, just very short-term paper, which kind of helps liquidity go, but it creates more of a leverage problem for the U.S. as a government. And I think Scott wants to maybe push out the maturities. But while that will be helpful for our long-term duration of the debt markets, it won't be helpful for the equity markets, because it'll take liquidity out of them. So I'm expecting a very rough quarter to continue. The first few days of the year have been. But I think it'll continue that way until Scott gets a handle of the treasury market and how Trump handles, his first few weeks in office. Because is he going to come out guns blazing with tariffs? And how are the other countries going to handle the tariffs, whether it's Canada, Mexico, or China? Do they push back? Because I think right now Trump is thinking that he just has to threaten people and then they'll cave and he'll never actually have to implement any tariffs. But if he gets forced to do that, and China pushes back, or some of these other countries, well, that could cause problems, that could cause unemployment to go up, that will definitely slow the economy. And then all of a sudden, we're pushed into a recession, and recessions increase deficits, they don't decrease it. And I know everyone's thinking, oh, well, Vivek and Elon Musk are going to come in and the new Doge department and start cutting departments and saving lots of money. And I've already said I don't think that's going to really happen. And yeah, they'll maybe shut down a few things, as they should, but I don't think it'll save a lot of money, and it will be enough as far as to reduce our deficit. So I think they're going to run into more problems. And I also think that people have a little bit too much faith in what Donald Trump will be able to accomplish, because there's still a lot of people in Congress, even on the Republican side, that don't like him and will do anything they can to, throw stuff, monkey wrenches at him, to make him not successful, and, to kind of blow up his administration. And it's sad to say, but that's, kind of what Congress has come to in the past several years, not just under Trump, but under other administrations. So, we'll see how Trump is able to get through some of these things in the first couple of months, because he's going to have to come out of the gate doing stuff right away. And if he has roadblocks, I don't think the markets will like that. So you'll see in my upcoming commentary, I wrote a lot about that, and also things like financial repression, national capitalism, as Russell Napier, well-known economist, has called it. He thinks the whole system itself is going to be changing, just like I thought and wrote about it for years, how it would be changing. He's thinking a lot of countries will be, bringing money back home to spend on their own things, like, for our country, the infrastructure and manufacturing and so forth. And other countries will be doing the same thing. So this globalism we've had for the past couple decades is coming to an end. And countries are going to be more like Trump. You know, what's best for America? What's best for Europe? What's best for Japan? So we'll have to see, you know, how that works out. I have a feeling we'll know in the first 6 months which way a lot of these things are going. And I plan on being very attentive to switches in the economy and how we're invested. Right now, I'm fairly confident in how we're invested going into it on the conservative side. And it hasn't really changed since last year. And last year, actually, we did quite well compared to the overall markets. And it wasn't because we were greatly invested in the broad equity markets, but because of things like our large stakes in gold and precious miners and even a little bit in Bitcoin all helped out because those things did quite well, even compared to the stock market. And I think in the world that we're going into, these hard assets will do quite well as people lose their faith in their government's ability to make some of these changes that are needed and are spending more and more money, not just the U.S., but other countries, in trying to make things work in their home country. They're going to have to actually go into more debt, not less debt. And I think that will cause more people to go to some of these other hard assets and hard currencies. And we're positioned for that. So anyway, it's going to be quite the first year for Trump and for the United States as a country, making our way into some of these changes, like I've said. But I'm looking forward to it and excited. And I hope everyone has a great beginning to the year. And I will talk to you again soon.